Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Faithful, when number eight speaks, you listen.
You're just making me feel like you're not listening, bro. Did you go get a donut?
Because he can make the inconceivable.
It's like the Princess Bride. Remember, inconceivable.
Conceivable. It's time for the Festive 49er.
You don't put Halloween lights in a tree.
Yeah, I do.
Christmas tree, not Halloween tree.
It's Hall of Famer Steve Young with Tolbert and Copes.
Sponsored by Friedman's Appliance. Proudly serving all of Northern California with a wide selection of luxury appliances. Visit them in Pleasant Hill to see the Friedman's difference. And by Putnam Kia in Burlingame.
On the Sports Leader.
It's time for the Hall of Famer, number eight, Steve Young. And he didn't want to have a song. I figured Same As It Ever Was would be about as good as it gets for today. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, buddy? I'm sitting next to my wife, Barb, and she says, bear down.
Hello, Barb. Bear down.
Hi. Hey.
All right. Let's go.
That a boy. I like it. I like your style.
Was it twofold? Was it also Talking Heads? Was that the other one, too?
There you go. Well, I didn't really factor that in. Don't give me too much credit.
All right.
I just came up with the song.
I was like, man, really right. Clever.
Yeah. All right, a lot to get into today. Let's start off with stuff that I've heard this week. I don't necessarily agree with most of this, but I'll ask you because you might agree with it. How much culpability does Kyle share in this injury?
An injury?
Well, I mean, running the ball all the time.
He sent him to the Wolves. I've been reading about that. Look, it's football, and running quarterbacks out of the huddle is dangerous. And remember last year when Trey played, I think it was against the Cardinals, I think he ran them 13 times out of the huddle. I mean, really? Is that what we're doing? And I got it. At some level, you want to believe that we're putting Trey in the best spot to be successful. And running him is certainly, we saw last year, was going to be in the cards. And so I worry that Trey, like there's guys that can run because they understand how to get down and get out of trouble. And there's guys that don't. And because Trey has so little history that we can draw on, everything's new knowledge, right? Is maybe Trey not that guy to be calling quarterbacks runs out of the huddle? Now, he might not be that we thought he was, but maybe not. And so when I said he was awesomely raw a year ago, the awesome part has to come out, and we're going to learn. Remember, I told you we're going to learn as we watch. And I feel terrible for Trey. I feel terrible that now he'll get back full strength by the end of the season, it looks like, which is great news. But then he's in year three. I think there's a lot of there remains tons of questions because we all have them, and he has to go prove it out to us all. But as far as Kyle culpability for an injury, Tom, I got to be honest, that's kind of a goofball question because now if you said if you run a quarterback, you're culpable for it. When we believe that he was that guy, we believe that he was somebody that I ran a lot of quarterback runs. I mean, they had three or four called runs that I ran throughout the years. So, they believed I could do it. And so that's okay. And I believe that they believe that Trey could do that. And so if that's putting Trey at too much risk, quarterback runs for Tom Brady, that would be culpable. Right? That would be a problem, right? That'd be, what are you doing? But a quarterback run for Trey Lance, that's part of the deal, isn't it? So,
yeah.
And he got hurt, and I hate that. But my point is maybe going forward when Trey gets back on the field, that's not necessarily, now we realize it might not be the thing that he really is comfortable doing. Because we're all finding this out. I don't have a lot of tape on him running quarterback runs in college and high school, really. So that's what's hard. But I think that was part of the – didn't that part of the deal we made with Trey is that we believed he was that a guy that could do that. And, you know, so he makes the call and he gets hurt. So the idea that it's – I mean, I don't know. I'm not much for that one.
No, look, I agree with you. Let me see you think of this, because my thoughts were Jimmy might be better for this team right now, but they were going to let Trey use all his assets, feet and arm, and if he grew like they'd hoped he would grow, then he could use more of his arm and throw more from the pocket and do what everybody wanted him to do, scramble, get out of trouble, and then still deliver the ball down the field. But he wasn't there yet. But he was going to let him be the quarterback of this team. And I made the point that it's not the Jets or the Jaguars of last year, where the goal is development. That is simply the goal, is develop your quarterback and get him better. This was about developing him, yes, but you have a chance to win a Super Bowl. So you're accountable to all the guys on the team. You can't just tell everybody, hey, winning's on the back burner this year. If we win, that's great, but our number one goal is to develop this kid. So he was going to use every asset that Trey gave him to win football games, and that was one of the assets that he saw, was his ability to run. Again, it's unfortunate, we all feel terrible, but when you're trying to win football games, you have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Don't you owe it to just everybody on the team that, as a coach, you're going to do whatever you can to make that outcome come true every Sunday?
I would not be in the huddle when they're calling 13 quarterback runs like last year against the Cardinals. It's not how I would have wanted to roll. But to have it as a weapon, I think that's part of the deal that we talked about.
Yeah.
Talking to Steve Young in the UMA guest line. Do you think they're better off now than they were a week ago? Like, has your outlook for how good they can be or where they can go changed, either for better or worse, with Jimmy at the helm?
Well, of course. I mean, Jimmy has been highly successful. And so we can sit around and chit-chat about this forever and really never get where we need to be, which is what really matters, that Kyle and John had Jimmy and the full measure of Jimmy fully under contract, ready to go, and could have kept him forever. And they decided they wanted to trade it out, right? And they're going to trade it out, and by doing so, told Jimmy we're going to find somebody else. And so now we can't have the argument about who's better at the moment of a team and everything else. This is what they did. And in some kind of crazy irony, we end up with Jimmy back on under center. And so it really becomes, to me, the relationship with John and Kyle and Jimmy is what really matters. You tell me we have a better chance of winning. Because are they – how copacetic are they? Have they buried all the hatchets? Are they – do they feel comfortable with each other? They feel like they back each other? Because they clearly didn't back each other. They got – you know, they worked on a divorce and then now they're married again. And so it's like, that's, we can talk about it all day long, or they ask me the question, are you better today than you were last week? They're developing a young quarterback that hardly played. So it's a rhetorical question in some ways, right? We don't know where Trey was going to be. We have no idea whether we're better or worse. Like, it's, we have now game and a half or a game and a quarter to kind of try to make that decision and declare it. And it's like, I don't waste my time on it. Like, let's focus on the things that are really going to help us get better, which is Kyle and John and Jimmy finding a way to really, you know, be vulnerable, talk about what went wrong, why we're back together, how can we be great together, how can we fix the things that were a problem, the things that Kyle really, what was Jimmy doing that Kyle didn't want anymore? Like, I don't want you anymore, despite being 34-14. And taking us to the Super Bowl and a national championship, in the NFC championship game, I don't want you anymore. Okay, is that different now? Do we talk about it? Let's use the opportunity in the remarriage to try to fix what was wrong. And maybe it can't be fixed. Maybe it's just play 16 games and Jimmy has all the power now. He just takes off and plays for whoever, and he can make that decision and just play it out. And they don't try to. But to me, we have Jimmy now for a whole season. Let's try to fix what was wrong for those three guys. What made you get divorced? And can we fix it? Can we fix it fundamentally so that it actually changes into the future and you can be the guy for the next 10 years? Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, let's talk about how, and rather than just play it out and just see how it goes, I can just hope that those three guys will. And if it's Jimmy saying, I've said this many times, if it's Jimmy saying, look, I'll be the first one in the building, I'll be the last one to leave. And there's new study habits I have. There's the memorization. I got a personal memorization coach that'll help me process. And, you know, whatever it is that Jimmy needs to do, whatever that Kyle needs to do, whatever John needs to do to make this step function change for Jimmy Garoppolo to take advantage of the fact that we're married again.
Maybe you can get a linebacker visualization coach. Like, dude, there's that linebacker. You see him? Okay, I got him.
Well, that's
okay,
part
good.
Of processing, Tom. We knew that part of the problem, no matter how we describe it, is the processing for Jimmy. And so how do you get to be a better processor? You go to school. That's number one. You get a better relationship with your coach so that you know, you have a better trusting relationship so that the calls come in a way that – so it's all part of processing. And if that's the issue that Kyle had, then let's go attack it. We have time now. Let's do it. What I don't want to have happen is that Jimmy's back. He's got a little edge to him because he's been burned. And so now I'm going to have this, you know, I don't know how to describe it, where, hey, you burned me. Now I'm going to make you pay. And you think you can talk to me. I'm not going to talk to you. You're not going to talk to me. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to go out and throw it wherever I want, and then at the end of the year, I'll go wherever I want. Like, no, we want people completely invested in the success of this team and the possibilities. And I want to lean in. Like, here we are. Trey's future, we don't know now. He's going to have to earn it out himself. He doesn't play it out, but we got Jimmy here. Let's make Jimmy the 10-year. Let's create an environment where Jimmy's the 10-year guy and make Trey and him fight it out. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, let's not just – play out the string, just trying to make it. Let's invest with each other, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is there any, I said this yesterday, and tell me if you think there's any merit to it, that I said I think Jimmy will have his best year as a 49er this year, and the reason being is he is no longer the starting quarterback. He is no longer the guy making $25, $28 million, and the expectations are there. The expectations aren't there now. It was going to be Trey Lance's team. Now it's his team, and I've seen this a few times in the NFL. I use Case. Yeah, you're not buying it. Okay, I don't even finish off my soliloquy then. Go ahead and crap on me.
He's playing with house money. You're true on that. That's a fact. And he, I will give Kyle and Jimmy and John tremendous credit to never air this out in public. Throughout it all, they've found a way to be productive with each other. And they've allowed for this space now to go be productive again, despite it all. It's amazing. And so I give them tremendous credit. And I guess that's why I want them to lean in to all the good things that they've done to prevent a disaster where somebody says something in public and then it becomes a big thing. And now you've got a public fight and all the things that we've seen other people get involved in, and it just ruins relationships. Despite the rigor of this relationship, it feels like there's still room to grow, and let's lean into it. And so the idea that Jimmy is going to be free, I think, okay, let me speak for Jimmy for a second. If I was Jimmy, I think I would feel like Kyle doesn't trust me to let it rip. And I just want to let it rip because that's my best quality. And so I want him to let it rip. And then Kyle's got to decide, okay, do I do that? Because I have not done that in the past. And I've been very, very careful. And then how do I build into what Jimmy wants to do? And I said, I say back to Jimmy, I will let it rip, Jimmy, if you will do the work to make sure that you're processing play after play to make sure that we're getting the most out of it. You know, I'm not causing you or the team more grief by just letting it rip. So I think there's a lot to be done here. And I guess my point is the relationship is not broken. There's room for it to flourish again. Let's lean into it. And I hope that they do.
Talking to Steve Young on the UMA guest line. We do it every week. Normally on Wednesdays, mixed it up and went to Thursday this week. How'd you think Jimmy looked last week? How'd you think the arm looked?
It was fine. It looked like it was, he got right away, had to come in and make throws. And when you're ripping throws in game situations off balance, and when I say off balance, you can look like you're completely balanced. You're still, it's not like practice, right? And so you have to rip a ball and your shoulder gets put in spots that no practice can do. And so to play, to have nothing, I've not heard anything about anything post-game, you know, issues with the shoulder, it feels good. You know, that all says to me that he's back to being able to rip the football and one of the prettier throwers of the football, not how he looks, but just his emotion, You know what I mean? It's like he has a motion that can really rip the football. So it's fun to see that back. I'm happy for him.
You've talked about this before, how the league is trending offensively, and I would like to see them have the mindset of, and not just, you know, let's run the ball 8 yards a carry. I'd like to see them have the mindset of throw it more and let's try to win 35-14 instead of 20-14 or 24-20. Hey, you might turn it over a little bit, but you may get more out of it than you think.
I believe this is my, I firmly believe Kyle is that guy. I believe that he wants to win 50-0. I do believe that. But I do believe that he doesn't feel like he has the people to go do that with. And so he manages it. And I think that's where Jimmy would say, stop doing that. Yeah. I will come through for you. And then Kyle needs to say, well, I don't know, bro. The idea that he goes into the game saying, I'd like to win, you know, my choice, if I had a choice, is not to win. I think he's built as, and I tout his innovation, I tout his offenses. Look, he's created an incredible innovative running game. I believe he has the same thing in the passing game. And I think he needs to, you know, and that's why Jimmy, this is another thing I firmly believe. Jimmy's best days will be in this offense, running this offense. And so that's why I want it to find its full measure. And that's why Jimmy to be vulnerable to say what he's not doing and not getting done. And then also what Kyle, how I need to kind of rethink this so that I can put Jimmy in a better spot. So that's all part of it. But the idea that Kyle is a guarded coach trying to make sure that, we eke out a victory, I just do not believe I don't think that rolls that way.
He came off the bench last week. How different is it getting reps with the first team after a full week into a game than playing with the second team?
Well, not only that, he didn't even get a preseason. Right. He just watched.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was amazing. It was great, right? Because it felt there was energy, there was big throws, and then, you know, it kind of, there wasn't an expansive game plan for him, and you could feel it, right? It's like, that's got the lead, appreciate that. The Seahawks are doing nothing, and, you know, kind of what they'd hoped to do in week one against Chicago when they had the 10-0 lead, right? So, and now, you know, people are now game plan him. He has not played a lot. He hasn't, you know, he's going to be some rust. It's going to be some challenges as he goes to Denver. And I suspect that, you know, human beings are such that miracles don't happen. Like, there's going to be some rust. There's going to be things that, but the fact is there's health and the team's comfortable and we shouldn't see a ton of, you know, disasters out there. And again, it goes back to the relationship and I'm not in those conversations. I would love to be just because it'd be a fun conversation to have, but I hope they have them. I hope that there's not a lack of conversation, you know what I mean? And that there's just, let's just go play ball and see how it goes. I doubt that's the way it will be. And, you know, I'd love to be part of those conversations.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I have to ask you your thoughts on this because this seemed like something that was almost like fake hustle and corny. I don't know if you heard the Russell Wilson sound from last week and what you're – I just got to get your thoughts on this because this, to me, seemed like hairy high school stuff, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on it. Go ahead, Tim, play it.
Hey, sideline, run a pass. Hey, you got to let him know. Come on, commit to it. You got to let him know. Run a pass. Let's go. Got to let him know. Run a pass. Run a pass. Let him know. 9-6. Let him know. Run a pass. Let him know, run or pass. Nice and loud. Pass!
Wait. I'm sorry, I'm playing catch up here. You're telling me in game, he's encouraging everyone on the sideline to yell pass or run when the ball snapped?
Correct.
Pass!
Like back when you're in Little League. Back!
I mean, it seems like swing is. Better, swing. Hey, better.
I don't know what to say about that one. That caught me off guard because that's super funny. Like, yeah. You know, one thing I will tell you about pro football is it no matter, I keep telling you it's more college-like every day, but there is something significantly different about getting paid to play. And it changes, and there's an intensity that you just can't describe. And the idea that we're yelling at the defense. Well, what do you yell when it's an RPO? Run!
Run!
We thought, check that, check. We thought it was a pass. We thought, but it's a run. It's a run. or check. I love that.
You saying that reminds me of Michigan North Carolina in the final game when the bench was telling Chris Webber to call a timeout and it's like, ooh, sorry bro, we don't have one. My bad.
Oh no, there's the great Steve DeBerg moment when he's calling a play and he goes, check, 85, red, 85. And then he goes, oh, check again, red, 74. Check. Go back to the original play. Check, go back. And I just, that was the best one.
Oh, that's so good. That's pretty funny.
How'd that play work out, by the way?
I suspect it was probably a disaster by then.
Yeah. Good call.
I bet the offense ran four different plays at once.
Some guy throws it to nowhere. And it just lands. I didn't know where anybody was going to be. Right.
Snap over the head.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You didn't have to deal with this initially when you came over from Tampa Bay. It was a long process for you to get to where you were. But what do you suspect it will take Russell Wilson to kind of – I don't know if that's going to help or not, the pass run deal, but how long will it take him to feel like, hey, this is my offense, I know these guys now, the guys know me? How tough is it when you're a quarterback and you're expected to be the leader, but you're the new guy coming in?
It's tough, and I think that's why I give Tom Brady such amazing credit for going to Tampa Bay and figuring out all of that right away, ingesting the whole thing, and then going and winning a championship. That's not easy. I think Russell is built to collaborate. It's like you can actually say it's false hustle. I mean, you can make fun of it if you want, but the deep down,
well, we did.
I believe his intent is to collaborate and get in the middle of it and make it happen and communicate. And I don't think he's an under communicator. So I don't think the problem's going to be that just all this kind of indigestion of taking in Russell Wilson. The biggest issue, obviously, is a new offense. And Russell is a dynamic player. Half of his thing is run, drop back, wheel around and throw the long ball, because there's no greater long ball thrower than Russell Wilson. It's proven to stats, and then you can see it too. Mm-hmm. And so there's a style to what the Seahawks did for 8 or 10 years with him that I don't think the Denver Broncos want to do. They want somebody to get the ball, get it out, be efficient, be a 75% completion guy, make, and that to me is the greatest challenge, is philosophically meeting your skill level and what you want to do with the offense. And because I think the players, especially in today's game, Tom, it's such a quick moving as far as personnel that everyone's used to seeing new people show up and let's make it happen. Let's make it rain, So
mm-hmm. Let Russ cook, That's it.
Let Russ cook. But I think the biggest issue is with this Hackett issue, you can see that there's not gonna be a long string. New owners.
Yeah.
This is not the coach, is not the new owner's coach, And so that's something to watch too.
Yeah, definitely, and they're just getting that contract, so definitely something to pay attention to. Voice you hear is Steve Young on the UMA guest line. It's a good segue here now into our Forever Young Foundation Hero of the Week. Every week throughout the football season, KNBR and Steve Young's Forever Young Foundation are honoring a Bay Area hero as the Forever Young Foundation Hero of the Week. We've seen so many great individuals and organizations truly go above and beyond over the last year and a half to support those who need it most, and this week we salute RAFT, founded in San Jose in 1994, the Resource Area for Teaching is a nonprofit providing educators with engaging hands-on learning resources aligned to national content standards. RAFT's mission is to help educators transform a child's learning experience through hands-on education to one that inspires the joy and discovery of learning. RAFT's vision is to inspire the next generation of innovators, problem solvers, and creators by providing educators with STEAM learning resources. Another great program, and we'll make RAFT our forever young Foundation Hero of the Week, Steve.
Yeah, awesome. And remember, everyone we shout out, they're not out there, they don't have a profit motive.
Right.
They have a people motive, right? And so just remember, we're not shouting out to make money. No one's making money here. It's all about just throwing people out there that have left the profit motive behind and have the people motive, that they're making priority to that, whether it's first responders or anyone else that we yell out, we're yelling their name because they've created an environment of people first, and we're not about the profit, and we're going to serve the community, and that's why we're yelling their name. And so I just want to remind everybody what we're trying to do, because I want to thank, I mean, we all want to thank the folks that are the selfless sacrifices out there that make our community and make our lives what they are. So anyway, it's amazing. Great. Let's just keep it going.
Well, and Steve, my mom's a second grade teacher out in the East Bay in Hayward, and you know, last year and a half has been really tough, especially for some communities that don't have the same resources, and you know, kids going home to do learning online and don't have a computer for everybody in the household. So it, you know, these are kids in our backyard. This is all Bay Area stuff right here. So if you want to get involved or check out more on this, raft.net is the website to go to and check it out, because it's awesome that we're doing this, but it really is helping people and kids right here in our backyard.
And Adam, talk about people that are not profit motive. It's educators.
Right.
your mom, I mean, that's amazing. All right, well, good. We're in it together. Hey,
anytime you want to shout out teachers, that's good.
100%.
Because they deserve more than just a shout out, but anytime you want to shout those people out, I mean, they're amazing. They really, really are. The stuff they do for the money they get, you're damn right it ain't about the money. It's about wanting to help.
Labor of love.
Yep, wanting to help kids. And real quick, on the way out, a couple things from around the NFL. We were watching, I was watching the end of the Jets Browns game, and the Browns I mean, you want to talk about just handing one to the Jets.
Once in a lifetime.
Ask you this, because Chubb said it at the end of the game. He goes, I should have dropped down at the 1 yard line. He goes, I thought the game was over and I scored. He goes, if I didn't score, then it would have been game over. We would have knelt on the ball, knelt the ball down, would have won the game. How much of that is the responsibility of the coaches in making sure everyone's apprised of the situation, especially in those type of situations?
Well, there's the ones that are really obvious. Tom, you and I talk about clock management a lot. And
yeah.
Like, what in the world? What are you thinking? And that's because they're trying to manage it from the sidelines. I always believe clock management is most efficiently done from the quarterback spot. So that's who's in charge of clock management. And then your communication can be helped, and you know, but someone's going to make the calls and get stuff done. And that's the coach to be in their ear and give them the information and make sure they're up to speed. So that's all that basic clock management that's pretty obvious. There are these outlandish situations where you're like 999 times out of 1,000, it doesn't matter where he scores or kneels down.
Yeah.
Like, I get the fact that if he would have kneeled down, it would have been over. I get that. But that situation is like, I give people a little bit of, you know, a little bit of leeway to, like, you know, you're smarter if you tell everybody, look, just kneel it down and end the game. And I would appreciate somebody that you and I would appreciate somebody that was that far along that could say that. It's like, look, the chance of this going haywire is zero, but let's just kneel down and end it. And that would have, that's got to come. In some ways, that needs to come from somebody who's in charge of thinking. Like, a lot of times coaches will say, look, just be thinking about scenarios that I need to be thinking about so I can get it to the quarterback. And I think having somebody that you trust that's super smart about that stuff to just be constantly updating in their brain, I'm in charge of this. I need to get this information out. And hopefully, I think most teams probably have that guy. And, you know, obviously it was too far-fetched for them to handle in that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the Bills. I know it's only two games into the season, but do they look like the team on the top of the mountain telling everybody else, come get me?
Yeah, you know what? And I don't know if you noticed about the Ram game on that first Thursday night. Remember, it's preseason. No one's played at all. And there was a grit in the eyes of the defense for the Bills. It was like, oh no, this is how we're rolling. This is not just preseason. I mean, we're rolling like this because we're going to take care of business. And so that Bills defense tells me when you show up September, what was it, 8th, 9th, 10th, I can't remember what it was, and you're ready to go in this environment with the NFL where they try to keep you apart, they don't give you much chance of practice, and you're already ready, I think that's – because we know the Bills offense looks great, and they can be there. We've seen them get to the championship game, and what has held them back is really that shutdown defense. So to me, yeah. I mean, early on here, I hate to make judgments in September. You know that. But when I see something that's legit, and I think the Bills are legit.
I'm expecting to see you out in Berkeley. Big Bear Down Cal game.
Bear Down Cal. Wow. That's going to – how many – what do you think the attendance will be for that one?
12 or 13 with you. I mean,
well, I'm going. So probably 15.
I feel Pierce College USFL game against Arizona Wranglers kind of attendance.
What are we looking at there? How many?
I'm going to say 3,500.
Okay. All right.
Good seats still. Still, good seats still available.
Still available, yeah.
Steve, as always, a pleasure. Tell Barb Bear Down, and we'll see what happens this week, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, you guys the best. See
you. Thanks, Steve. Right, Steve. See you later, man. Oh, it's so funny, dude.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.